At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
If you've got spring fever, Lowe's has the cure. During Spring Fest, make your landscape stand out with three free bags of Miracle-Gro 3/4 cubic foot garden soil when you buy three. Plus, get up to 40% off select major appliances to keep clothes, food, and dishes fresh all season long. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4/22 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Close your eyes, exhale, feel your body relax, and let go of whatever you're carrying today.
Well, I'm letting go of the worry that I wouldn't get my new contacts in time for this class. I got them delivered free from 1-800-CONTACTS. Oh my gosh, they're so fast.
And breathe.
Oh, sorry. I almost couldn't breathe when I saw the discount they gave me on my first order. Oh, sorry. Namaste.
Visit 1-800-CONTACTS.com today to save on your first order.
1-800-CONTACTS.
America leads the world in medicine development. It matters. We get new medicines first, nearly 3 years faster. 5 million Americans go to work because we make medicines here at home. And not relying on other countries keeps us safe. But China is racing to overtake us. Will we let them, or will we choose to stay ahead? When America leads, America cures. Let's tell Washington to keep us in the lead.
Learn how at AmericaCures.com. Paid for by Pharma.
Welcome to the Brett Boone Podcast. I am Brett Boone. Today on the program, I am joined by one of my favorite skippers in the big leagues. He's a friend of the program, manager of the New York Mets, Carlos Mendoza. Los, thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Brett. Always good to see you.
Third year in the Big Apple.
That's right. They never go away. Somehow, you know, I'm trying to see, you know, gray hair, you know, they're coming.
Oh, they'll come. They'll sneak up on it. And then you go get Just for Men and throw it in there, and then nobody knows.
That's right.
But it's only two weeks at a time. Recap. First year you come in, you know, I'm you know, doing the media stuff, and I'm watching, and I thought, wow, that first run you had, I thought you exceeded expectations. I don't know what the expectations were in that Mets clubhouse, but that first year, I thought, wow, they did some – people knew who you were by the end of the postseason. Dodgers ended up beating you. Last year, I thought, you know, we played against each other late in the season down the stretch, and I probably was a disappointing year for you how it ended.
Oh, yeah.
Big shakeup in the third year. You got big guys like Pete Alonso, who's been there forever. Diaz, who's at the end of that bullpen. Two big stars left, and we'll get into it a little bit later. But a lot of star power coming in, and we'll get to that. The New York thing. Before we get to this new Mets revamp lineup. I talked to a buddy of mine who I had in Texas, Marcus Semien, who I have a lot of respect for in a time where the game is different now than years ago, and he's kind of one of those throwbacks. And I don't I don't say this when it comes to a talent level or star power at this particular time, 2026, but he's kind of a Scooble type guy. Give me the ball, get out of my way. To get Marcus out of the lineup, he had to have a broken leg, and he ended up having a break in his foot, which ended his career last year. But I think you're getting a good one in Marcus Semien. But I talked to him right after the trade, and he was just over the moon. I said, "Sim, what do you think about this move? You know, he's later in his career."
Right.
And he said, "Booney, I've always wanted to play in New York. I remember playing against you last year in New York late in, I believe it was September." He just said, "Man, I love this atmosphere." And the fact that he got traded to you guys, getting a chance at the end of his career to go to New York where it's serious and those fans are serious. He was kind of over the moon, but I said, it's a place where expectations, although in Texas, there are expectations. They won the World Series a couple of years ago. And throughout my career, I went to places where there was expectations and places where there weren't. The one place for me was Atlanta, the Braves of the 90s. And it was like, you came into spring training. It wasn't about going to the postseason. That was a foregone conclusion. It's winning a World Series. It's getting to the World Series. Tell me how with Steve Cohen, your owner, who is a player's dream to play for somebody like that. He just wants to win at all costs. Tell me about that expectations and managing them as you go into your third season. That was long-winded, but there we go. I'm going to let you talk for a while.
Yeah, look, like you said, it's New York, man. Expectations are always going to be high here, even when people from the outside are probably thinking that there's not so much from the Mets. Well, that was the case in 2024 when apparently expectations were low, but we knew it was New York, right? And we had a great year, like you mentioned. And then last year, big time disappointment. But going back to Cohen here, great owner, great human, Steve and Alex. You know, I couldn't ask for, you mentioned the player side, but as a manager, the support, the willingness to do whatever it takes to win a championship, put in all the resources to achieve that goal is second to none. You know, this is a first-class organization, and it starts with owners, and it trickles all the way down to our complex in the Dominican Republic, right? Expectations are always going to be high here, and that's what you want. You just have to embrace those. And the way I always see it is we have a special opportunity to do something really good, really exciting, and something that we haven't done, or this organization haven't done for 40 years. So that's kind of the way I approach it every year.
You know, I can only talk on the coaching side of things, and being a hitting coach, you know, I have my group of hitters, and it's the 13 guys that we're in the cage every day, all day. And, you know, I found that it's not about teaching. It's about interacting. It's about getting to know the personalities and
relationships.
How you can speak to one player doesn't necessarily, you know, I'm going to have one conversation with Marcus Semien but I'm going to have another conversation with a Wyatt Langford, for example. It's just two different personalities. I'm trying to, you know, sometimes during the game, I might be able to approach a certain hitter and have a full on discussion. For another guy, it's like, no, I got to wait till tomorrow, we got to finish this game, and this is going to cloud his mind. So I think it's all about that. How do you go about? You've got a pretty star-studded group there in New York. You know, Freddie Peralta coming over. You got a Marcus Semien. You got a Polanco. You got a Bo Bichette coming over too. Also, kind of, you know, you got a Weaver from New York coming in. Diaz leaving, Weaver coming in.
Devin Williams
coming in. Yep. I mentioned Peralta. And that's to go along with Juan Soto, one of the biggest stars in the game. Francisco Lindor, one of the biggest stars of the game. As a manager, is that easy for you? Do you know the personalities enough? But how do you go about getting all those personality? And guys, pretty well, let's be honest, you lived it in New York on the Yankee side with a star-studded group. These guys are all used to kind of being the man wherever they are. And now all of a sudden you got six, the man. How do you deal with that as a skipper?
Yeah, it comes down to people. It comes down to relationships, the connections, and earning and building the trust. You know, it's a two-way street here. But just kind of getting to know who they are on and off the field and develop, like I said, those relationships. That's where everything starts. We all have the same goals. You mentioned a lot of the superstars. We got a lot of them, right? But they're here with, you know, on a mission. We know what's expected. They know what's ahead of us and the opportunity that we have here. Great group of guys. They're grinders, guys that, you know, as soon as they walk in the locker room, it's go time. You know, what do we need to do to beat the other team today? And that's all that matters. I like the fact that a lot of these guys show up here early in camp, and the relationships, everything that's going on around this building in the first 3 weeks or so, it's been amazing. Again, a lot of good players, different personalities, but it comes down to people, man. You know, you just got to meet them where they at, build the connections, the relationships, so they can trust not only me as a manager, but the coaching staff as well.
You know, Carlos, I being in this game kind of my whole life, you get to certain stages of your life, your career, and you think, well, man, I've seen it all. And, you know, I grew up in this game. I played this game. I've coached. I've done, you know, media, all sides of it. And I think, yeah, I pretty much know everything. I'll tell you what, last year going back in uniform, back in the field, it was another course for me. You know, you've been on that side for a while now, on the staff side of the ledger. And a guy like me coming in thinking, okay, I had an open mind. I was, you know, I wanted to learn. It was educational for me to see what it's like on that side, on the staff side, what goes into it on a day-to-day. I had a lot of respect for it. I wanted to, and I joke, I wanted to go back to my career and apologize to every coach I ever had and said, I had no idea when the game was over and, you know, you had that barrier between coaches area and players area. We have no idea as players what the staff goes through on a daily basis, and I wanted to do that. But for you now, in your third year as a skipper, going into what have you learned in the first 2 years that I've kind of been around it. I've been a bench coach. I've watched. I've seen it all. But now all of a sudden you're the guy in your third year. What have you learned most about being a skipper?
Yeah, I think you always learning. Like you said, it was educational for you, right? When you came on board, it's still educational for me every day because there's so much out there now, so many people, so many departments. There's a lot of information, but you know, you just got to keep it simple. I think you learn every day, but you just reinforce a lot of the things that you already knew. I'm going to go back to the relationships, to the human side of things. You know, it comes down to people playing the game. But as far as the learning, man, like every day you learn something new. You challenge yourself. You challenge people around the building and you just keep going. The importance of communication, like I said, you knew coming in as a coach, as a manager, like you have to communicate. And it's not something that I will say I'm learning. I'm saying it's reinforcement. You know, like you knew you have to be a really good communicator, whether you're a coach, whether you're a manager. Every time you're in a leadership position, you got to be able to communicate. And that's where it starts, right? You learn about the game every day. You learn about organizations. And I think it's just more. You have to stay in school. You say it was educational, right? For me, I feel like you come to school every day and you're trying to learn something.
If you've got spring fever, Lowe's has the cure. During Spring Fest, make your landscape stand out with 3 free bags of Miracle-Gro 3/4 cubic foot garden soil when you buy 3. Plus, get up to 40% off select major appliances to keep clothes, food, and dishes fresh all season long. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4/22 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Thinking about GLP-1s to help with weight loss? Go micro with Noom. You start off with a small dose of medication, then gradually increase as your body reacts. The Noom GLP-1 microdose program starts at $79 and is delivered to your door in 7 days. Start your microdose GLP-1 journey today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. Noom. Micro changes, big results.
Initial 3-week subscription and 4 weeks of medication from $79 plus tax and $179 per month plus tax for 12-week subscription thereafter. Final pricing depends on program selection.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Your infield. It's interesting. You're getting to Bo Bichette, who's been pretty much a shortstop his whole career. Moved over to second base last year, late in the season, for the Blue Jays. Polanco, coming over from Seattle, has been a second baseman, had some injuries, DH'd. Simeon's been, you know, came up as a shortstop. He's been the second base. He's going to play second base for you. And then you've got Lindor at short, who's not changing positions. How is that? How big of a challenge is that? I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, I believe Bichette's going to play third. Polanco's going to play first. Maybe right. Some DH. Simeon's going to play second. Obviously, Lindor at short. How's that transition going for those guys? Because a couple guys are kind of exploring new positions that they really haven't played much. Now, coming up as a shortstop for a Bo Bichette, moving over to third, that's not going to be a big deal. It's going to take some time in spring training, the angles. But I think any shortstop I've ever met has no problem moving anywhere on the field. So just tell me their progress, how it's looked so far in spring training. I know Bo's at the World Baseball Classic.
No, but Bo's here. His brother's
Bo's here?
Yeah, Bo's here. His brother's the one playing for
Team Brazil. Oh, okay. I saw Bichette and I'm going, wait a minute.
No, Bo's here and he's going well, man. This kid, like you say, he came up as a shortstop, right? But the work ethic, the athleticism, the aptitude, he's willing to get better every day. He's asking really good questions. He's putting all the work. But now that we started playing games, that's when the real teaching starts. You can replicate fungos and things like that. You got to go out there and play. Angles, the reaction, the decision-making. When that ball's hit and, you know, at third base, there's going to be a lot of times where he's going to have to commit and make that decision whether I'm going to go for this ball, I'm going to have to create some space and go back. Positioning, coming in on guys that can bunt, cuts and relays, just a lot of the things that the game will teach. But pretty happy where he's at with his progression and how he's coming along. The other thing that I was surprised with him, because as a shortstop, I never saw like a plus arm from him. This is a guy that was always charging the ball, a lot of throws on the run, man. But the first time I watched him take ground balls at third base, he was letting it eat. And I was like, wow, boy, like, I got a good arm. And that's what we've seen here, too, in the first few weeks here. With Polanco, this is another shortstop. He came up as a shortstop as well. He got to the big leagues as a shortstop. Then he started moving around second, third, and now first base. That's another one that is going to take some time. I think people nowadays – just think, like, put him at first base. Anybody can play first base. That's different. Completely wrong, you know, because there's so much. They're touching the baseball a lot. And there's so much that, again, the game will teach these guys. Positioning. These guys are so used to going after balls hit, they're going after the ball. That ball in that four hole, the second baseman is probably right there, Marcus, and they got to go back to the base. The PFP, right. You know, understanding your pitching staff. How far you need to be off the base, cuts and relays.
Two Good & Co. coffee creamers are made with farm-fresh cream, real milk, and contain 3 grams of sugar per serving. That's 40% less than the 5 grams per serving in leading traditional coffee creamers for a rich, delicious experience. Whether you enjoy your coffee hot, cold, bold, or frothy, Two Good coffee creamers make every sip a good one. Two Good coffee creamers, real goodness in every sip. Find them at your local Kroger in the creamer aisle.
You know, ball up the middle with runners in scoring position. They got to sprint to that mound to get to the cut position. It's just the footwork, the receiving part. That's not easy either. You know, like being able to use the whole back, you know, whether you have to stretch to your left, whether you have to stretch to your right. Like there's a lot. that this first baseman needs to learn. But with Polanco and Brett Beatty, we haven't mentioned Brett Beatty, but this is another guy that is learning that position, and they're all doing really well. Like I said, I'm pleased with where they at, and continue to look forward to get these guys in a really good place here.
I think you bring up a great point, and everybody just thinks, oh, just go to first base. You know, slugs play first base. You're right. I mean, because when you have the good fortune of playing with a great first baseman, there is a difference. And yes, it is the little things. From a talent perspective, yes, any shortstop's going to go over to first base and have an unbelievable feel. That's just, they're shortstops. They're the best. They're the most talented player on the field. I contend. They always have been. That's why you grow up. Where's the best player play in Little League? He plays right. Short. And right. Then you go to second, and then you go to third, and then you go to the outfield. You try to play center. If you're not quick enough, you go to a corner, maybe a first. But first base is something, it's an acquired thing. And I think what you point out, the nuances, the cutoffs, the relays, as a second baseman, that first baseman cutting in front of me, making a play, or cutting in front of me, not getting the ball, and now I've got to hit a pitcher on the run. You know, anytime Johnny Olerud would vacate too early and he wouldn't get the ball, I'd kind of give him a look mid-play, hit that pitcher on the run, and say, Johnny, I am not a quarterback. I'm a second baseman. I'm not used to hitting people on the run. But those are little things that are huge.
Yes, you know, you got that ground ball on that four hole, and the first baseman is diving for it, and the second baseman is right there. It's like, now you're throwing to a moving target because that pitcher is getting over to first base that when it should have been a 4-3 play, right? So it's something that we've been hammering on the backfields, but I'm glad that it's happening already a couple of times, and he's handled himself very well.
Yeah, because I just think as an athlete, as a shortstop,
he's going after the ball.
You go get it. Go get it. You know, even at second base, I'm going to get everything.
Right.
So all of a sudden, you put me at first. My instinct, especially being, you know, I'm closer to the hitter now, my first instinct is go get it, and I've got to learn. Oh, wait a minute. My second base. It's going to be working with a Marcus Semien and knowing his limitations, what he's going to cover, where he's playing with certain hitters. So he knows, all right, if a ball – but those are things that it's nothing you can do overnight. It's just kind of a trial and error thing.
Right.
As you work together, and by midseason, it'll be a way better feeling, and by the end of the year, it'll probably be like he's never not played first base.
Having Marcus play second base is going to help these guys big time, because the pre-pitch communication, whether like he's moving positioning-wise, like, hey, if he chases over to the pool side – and we've seen it, you know, like Marcus is telling the first baseman, hey, I'm over, I got this ball, kind of helping those guys making that transition. So he's been phenomenal there.
Louis Robert Jr., a lot of talk about him forever. I don't question his talent. His talent's, you know, plus, plus, plus all across the board. He's never really lived up to that, though. What do you see in Louis Robert Jr. getting kind of a fresh start in New York?
Yeah, I'm telling you, I saw him in 2023 when he had that monster year, but then he hasn't been able to stay on the field. The health is a priority. But when you watch the tool set from this guy, it's unbelievable. The way the ball comes off his bat, it's just different. The way he goes and gets it, it's just... Our goal is we have to find a way to keep this guy on the field. And that's why he's going through a big progression here, a builder. He hasn't played a game for us on the main field. He's been playing on minor league games, kind of like monitoring that workload, the intensity, and making sure that, you know, we get into a place where, all right, he's good to go, which is probably coming up here pretty soon. But, man, like, I'm telling you, this guy could be special. We're counting on him and our goal. And there's a lot of people working really hard behind the scenes to help this guy. And credit to him. He's bought in. Everything that's been thrown at him, he's been very receptive. And I think we started the conversation with having so many superstars, right, in this team. Like, I think he not being the guy. In Chicago, he was the guy. Here, right. Like, he doesn't have to be that guy, you know, just go play baseball, right? So that's kind of like the mentality. But man, like I'm really looking forward to watch this guy play day in and day out.
Moving over the rotation, you get Peralta, you know, Cy Young candidate a year ago. I mean, pretty special arm at the top of that rotation for you. But I'm more interested in how your rotation's looking to play out 1 through 5. I know Manaea's back in the mix. Holmes, who's going to be there. Peterson. Who are the two kids we saw late for you last year? Was it McClain and Tong?
You saw Nolan McClain and Jonah.
Oh,
yes.
Tell you what. I'll tell you, and Tong too, not to, I know, especially when we played him, I think we beat him up pretty good that day. Young guy, talent, got a lot of talent, just kind of, it was a big stage, and I think.
Middle of the pack race.
Yeah, you look in the future, he's got potential, but the McClain kid, he came out, and it was like, all right. This guy's good too. Never heard of him, never seen him before, but I'll tell you what, he's all business. And he went out and he was just mature beyond his years. Talk about those guys and rounding out your rotation.
Yeah, look, start with Nolan. Pretty impressive. You know, the way I see it is he's the total package. You know, not only he's got the stuff, he's got a lot of pitches. They're all plus. You know, his ability to spin the baseball is one of the best in the game. And look, I mean, it happened fast for him. This guy was, I think, was in Double-A. And before you know it, he's leading that rotation in the middle of a pennant race. He's playing for Team USA now. So there, that goes to show you the type of player and the type of person this guy is. Jonah, same way. Got to give him credit. Player development did a hell of a job and put this guy in a position where there was a need here at the big league level in the middle of a pennant race, and here he is getting the baseball. Two exciting young arms that we got here. And then talking about the rotation, you know, we acquired Freddy Peralta. We got David Peterson, Clay Holmes, who's also pitching for Team USA, second year as a starter, in really good spot. Sean Manaea, healthy after a tough year last year, dealing with injuries. And Kodai Senga. Kodai Senga.
I want to see that. I want to see him all
that's
in.
That's an exciting one because,
yeah,
you know, this is year three, and I haven't seen that version of Kodai Senga that we're seeing right now. He's 97, 98 easily. My first year here, he was hurt pretty much a whole year. I never saw him. Last year when he showed up to camp, he was like low 90s. And he kept telling my mechanics are off. And then he gets hurt, you know, after 2.5 months. Right. But man, like this guy is in a really good place right now. So our rotation, I feel really good about it. You just got to keep those guys healthy. But if they are healthy, they are going to be very solid.
A lot of Yankees become Mets. I'm counting right here. Holmes, Weaver, Williams, the biggest one, Soto. What is it? They like you better?
I don't know.
Than, better than Uncle Aaron? They say, no, we'd rather go to Los. We like him better than you, Aaron.
Yeah, it's just weird. But, yeah, I mean, we continue to get some of these players, really good free agents, and you never know what's going to happen in free agency. And I'm glad that they're on my side now because, like I said, they're really, really good players. So,
division, tough division, that NL East, you know, Phillies and the Braves and you guys, kind of the three teams I look to be fighting for that division. I'll be honest with you. A year ago, you know, all the teams I went through and saw, a few teams really, really jumped off the page for me. The Phillies were one mid-season. They left Texas, and I went, that's a tough team right there. That team can win the World Series, you know, from their pitching to their lineup, and they're going to be good again. You know, the Braves had an off year, but you know the Braves, especially in the last 10 years, their runs, they've been really good. They're going to be back and healthy again. Sales, Strider, Lopez, Philly obviously have Wheeler, Nola, Sanchez, Lizardo, who really impressed me last year. I knew how good Sanchez was, but then Lizardo pitched the next night, and I went, wow, this guy's nasty too. So talk about that division And I know the Braves are going to be back. They had a down year last year. I think they're going to be back. That's a tough division.
It is. It is a tough decision. You just mentioned, you know, it starts with the Phillies. They won it last year. A lot of good players, established players, veteran guys that know what it takes. But we like our chances as well. We got a good team. The Braves, after a down year, dealing with injuries and things like that, you look at that roster and they're loaded as well. You know, don't forget the Marlins. They're coming. They got a lot of good players. They got pitching. You're talking about starting rotation from the Phillies. You got Sale with the Braves. Don't forget about the Marlins, you know. Sandy Alcantara, with the way he finished the second half, Eury Pérez, and you name it. They got some really good arms there on that rotation. So I'll say the league in general, you know, every division. But, man, the National League East is a beast. But like I said, I like our chances here. We're a very good team, and it's going to be a fun summer.
We're talking off camera. Jakey Boone, my son, working for the Mets now. You've had some interactions with him?
Yes. I didn't know he was here.
he's a scrub, man. I told Jake, I said, you're a scrub, dude. You got to earn your stripes.
He's running around at 5 a.m. grinding. I'm like, that was my first impression. I was like, all right. You know, great to have him in here. Great kid. Super smart. Former player. Like, he knows, you know, he grew up in this game. But, man, he's making a big impact here in the organization. So I'm happy for him, and I'm glad that I have him on my side.
He's, you know, usually he's a night owl. He's always been a night owl. And I'll try to call him, you know, 11 o'clock and on the East Coast. And normally Jake's awake, and he doesn't answer. I said, Jake, I called you last night. He's like, Dad, I'm sleeping. I got to get up at like 4:30.
Yes, I'm telling you.
Oh, you're like an adult now. You're like an adult.
Running around the building, working. I was like, all right, I like that. You know? Yeah. So he's grinding.
Yeah. Well, Los, I'll let you go. I appreciate you taking the time. I know you're right in the middle of spring, busy. But thanks, and I wish you all the best. I look at that roster; it's an exciting roster. Keep everybody healthy. That's definitely a postseason team, and I wish you all the best. For those of you watching the Brett Boone podcast now on YouTube, check it out. For those of you listening to the podcast, Odyssey app, wherever you download your app. Till next time, keep it here.
Shot clocks, big shots, upsets, aces. TGL playoffs are here. First, Atlanta Drive starts their repeat run against Los Angeles Golf Club. Then, Rory's Boston Common Golf and Tiger's Jupiter Links face off in their playoff debuts. Who will advance? Keep up. It's playoffs. Tune in Tuesday, March 17th at 6:30 p.m. and 9 p.m. only on ESPN and the ESPN app.
If you've got spring fever, Lowe's has the cure. During Spring Fest, make your landscape stand out with 3 free bags of Miracle-Gro 3/4 cubic foot garden soil when you buy 3. Plus, get up to 40% off select major appliances to keep clothes, food, and dishes fresh all season long. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4/22 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.